Welcome, everybody. I'm John Sandy. This is Water in the Word Ministries. And our program, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, Think on These Things. And our process we're going through right now, our topic we're going through in our series, part 7 today, is entitled, How to Disciple a Believer. And, of course, the concept that we're approaching and tackling here is how to become a believer that eventually is mature enough to disciple other believers. Sometimes we just talk to the wrong people. Sometimes when we need advice and help, we need someone to mentor us, and there's not someone to mentor other than the pastor themselves. Sometimes we don't have anybody to talk to that's further down the road than we are. They're kind of like, that's a good question. Let me see. I'll tell you what I would do. Yeah, that's what I would do. You know, that's not what you want. In fact, my next series is going to deal specifically with how we need to reach out to people that are further down the road than we are. And we're going to use a little illustration to show that. Question for you, based up on 2 Timothy chapter 3 that we went over yesterday. How's your thought life? What's your purpose in life? And what actions are you taking? Are they good? Do you have good thoughts? Do you have thoughts that are of God? Think on these things that we talk about, this topic of our series that we do every week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Three things. What's your thoughts? What's your purpose in life? And what actions do you take? Those will help you quite a bit, because we are either taken under as believers and even lost people by the things that we think, the pride of life, the corruption of our minds, the corruption of our vision and what we look at, and the pride of life is what took Satan out. So I want to just challenge you as a believer, and if you are a believer, I want to encourage you to kind of reevaluate where your life goes every day, what your life is. Do you think on things of God? Do you meditate on the Word, on the things of God, and pray? Do you take thoughts captive? Do you guard your heart? These things that we've talked about. What purpose do you have for your day? Is it to obey God? Is it to do His will? Or do your own thing and just simply put His name on it? And what actions do you take in your life? You know, it's one thing to believe, but faith without works is dead, as we mentioned. You've got to put action to your faith. And how do we do that? Well, some simple ways that we could talk about. Let's say that you have need for prayer, for a physical need in your body. You go forward when they say, if you'd like to come forward, I'd like to pray with you. The fact that you're coming forward is action to go with your faith. So I want you to be encouraged that any time that you move towards God or ask someone to pray for you, that's a step of faith, and God will honor that. So we need to take our thoughts, keep them captive, our thoughts, make sure that they're of Christ. Secondly, to have a purpose for our thoughts that are of God, His will, and of course, take action for that. Just a little review of what we mentioned yesterday as we closed out. God wants you to be a man of God, a woman of God, with purpose, to be proficient in the knowledge of the Lord, to be well-fitted, thoroughly complete for every good work, as we talked about. For discipling, we must have this if we're going to be disciples. To be a believer is a wonderful thing. You're on the start of a great journey. But God wants you to grow up. He wants us to see. I see this a lot, and it really concerns me. I talk to people, and I don't mean, please don't take this wrong, there's not a whole lot of depth and the thought process as to how they evaluate God's word and do His will. If you want to be a true disciple of Christ, which means believer, but true disciple means you're growing as a believer. See, in order to be a disciple, you've got to do what the disciples did. They had to grow up, and they went through a process where they finally got, and the light came on, and God used them in tremendous ways to where they laid down their life. You don't disciple the lost. We lead them. We mentioned this, I believe, earlier in this series. And what that means is we lead people to Christ as a believer, just a Christian. You don't have to be really deep. You don't have to be a Christian for years to be a witness and to lead people to Christ. You don't have to have a lot of depth, and you have to have a love for Christ and a commitment to Him. And God can use you right off the bat to be a witness. You can be a witness to the lost. You can help lead them to the Christ, and you can actually help lead them to people that are true disciples of God that can mentor and disciple them where you may not be where you need to be yet. And that's not to put you down. It's just where you are as a new believer. But later on, then, as we mentioned, you want to be one of those that actually is part of the process of leading people to the Lord and discipling them. God wants you to grow so you can help others to grow. Did you know if you have a church full of believers that don't grow, then anybody that comes into the church, they're not going to grow any more than you did? Not unless they go out on their own and start seeking out God on their own, if they stay within the realm and the teachings of the church. Folks, the church isn't going to grow any further than the leadership in the church, whether it be the pastor, his wife, whether it be people that are deacons or those that are true disciples of Christ, mentors. The church will only grow as much as they have grown. Their vision will only get as great as that person's vision. So when you go to a church, you look for a church, first thing you want to do is find out where the church stands on the Word of God. Are they a fivefold ministry? Do they believe in all the five callings of the church? Do they believe in the Word of God? Do they study and find themselves approved? And do you study and find yourself approved? See, it's important that you grow for many reasons, and just one of those is so that you don't follow someone into a ditch, like a blind leading the blind. If you're following people in the church that are leaders, but they have not much depth to them, and most of their belief is religious and not scriptural, and you can't be religious without being scripturally sound. It happens a lot, unfortunately. That's why we need to find ourselves approved and hide the word in our heart. The scripture gives us many reasons and opportunities to step in to a deeper walk. And that's what this little series we're doing is all about, how to disciple a believer. Because so that when you bring them into the church, you don't want to bring them into a place that's sick, because they could get sick too. You want to bring them into a church where the pastor walks with God. He's in prayer and trusting and studying to find himself approved, and has a heart for God and people, and has, number one, a love of God in his heart for the congregation, because he's the shepherd. He's the one that leads them and helps them to find their way. These little lambs that are new Christians, and then they can grow up to be mighty men and women of God and have a great influence on not only the world, but their families and the generations to come in their own family tree. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. This is also from the Amplified. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Help the people to learn of me. Believe in me and obey my words. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Once again, as I taught in my last series, you need to believe and embrace the full Trinity. Now, there may be certain religions that you've come out of that acknowledge one but not the other, and two of them not the third one, or one and not all three. They may acknowledge God. The word God is very popular today to believe in, quote, God. But the next question is, are you referring to the God of Jesus? Oh, I'm talking about the God. Well, if you're talking about the God, you're talking about who is the Father of Jesus that came to die for your sins. Folks, you're not going to make it any other way except if you go through the Trinity. So when you get saved, right out the bat when you're baptized, you say the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Right out the bat, the Word's telling us you need to accept and receive all parts of the Trinity. Now, why am I saying this? Because without any part of the Trinity, you got a cog missing. And those cogs are wrapped around each other. And when one moves, it moves the other. And then that one moves another one over here. And they work simultaneously together based upon the turning of that first cog, which is the Father. So here we are, we're newly saved, we got baptized in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I love it, and then we now become citizens of the kingdom of God, ready to be discipled so that we can now disciple nations, as it says once again, let me read it again, Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Folks, there's no need to wait for instructions, there's no need to wait for someone to say, go get them. You just start praying for God to tell you what direction you go and what you're supposed to do. Get specifics from God. But he's already given you and I the instruction that those fields are already ripe for harvest. And so we begin that journey. Once you're saved, you're automatically a witness for him right off the top. You're a witness. And how do you do that as a new Christian? You have the love of Christ in you. Did you know that in your spirit, when you're saved, you already have joy, peace, and rest, and all is wonderful? Did you know the fruit of the Spirit is not just pertaining to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is pertaining to every believer that has given their heart to Jesus. Man, he'd load you up. I'm telling you what, when you get saved, he loads you with the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit. It's all in there. Well, I don't feel like it, and I don't act like it sometimes. That's true. Your sin nature is covered, as we mentioned, but now we need to renew our minds. It's up to you and I to get off our duffs, to get off our backs, get up, and start exercising that which God has given you so that in time, as you discipline your mind and control your thoughts and take every thought captive so that what enters your heart is pure and holy, now you are equipped to bring forth, which is in your spirit, those wonderful gifts start to come out. Have you noticed someone, when they get saved, is there? The longer they're saved, it seems like the sweeter they get. Now, I'm not talking about everybody. It all depends on whether you're interested in taking that journey once you're saved. But you talk to people that are in love with God, and they just get into the Word, and they're just trying to obey God every day, and they're praying and seeking Him and fasting when He tells them to. Have you noticed how they get sweeter and sweeter? They've been sweet all along. It's already in their spirit. But the love of God begins to work its way to the surface of this flesh. And after a while, that comes out your mouth because it's already in your heart and your mind. See, he's already given you everything you need. There's not a thing you'll ever need that he hasn't already equipped you with. So once again, as I close out this segment, Matthew 28:19, go and read it again and chew on it yourself. Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations. That's everywhere. God wants every nation saved, no one left out. He wants you to help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words. Now, how, as I close this segment up, how in the world are you going to teach them of him? How are you going to help them to believe in him and how to obey him if you do not do it already yourself? In order to be a disciple, your job is to help people to learn of him, to believe in him, and obey his words. If you don't know his words, if you're not obedient to the words, if you are not walking in the word, if you do not believe the word, if you're not taking time to learn of the word, how in the world are you going to convey that to anybody else if you have not done it yourself first? This is part of being a disciple. To be a true disciple, not simply a wonderful believer, but to venture into the deeper walk to become a true disciple, you have to understand you got to learn of him. You got to believe in him, and you got to obey his words. Man, the scripture has so much force. Oh, I wish I knew what God wanted me to do. Start with the Bible. Obey everything he's already told you to do in the Bible. You'll stay pretty busy. And then, of course, lead them into baptism. See, Jesus was immersed in water. I know that people sprinkle. I have my personal feelings about that I won't go into right now. But the Bible tells us that Jesus was immersed. So I think that's pretty safe to say we're supposed to go under and come up. I know it's going to mess up your hair. I know it's going to mess up your makeup. And I know the pride that comes with that. Oh, I slipped it out, didn't I? Well, anyway, God lets us know that we're to be baptized in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I love it because it talks about the whole Trinity. You got to have it. Got to stop right there. It's awesome. Excited about this. Part 8 coming up tomorrow on how to disciple a believer. I'm John Sandy. This is Water and the Word Ministries. Hey, check out our website, waterandthewordministries.com. All the wonderful things there for you to look at and even support the ministry and purchasing some wonderful Christian t-shirts that we've done personally, original things with scripture reference. Check them out. And share this program. Hit like, share, subscribe, follow. Man, help us get the word out to everybody you can. And stick with us because this program is entitled Think on These Things, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And I hope you'll chew on this stuff, share it with others because it's so important. Don't forget, think on these things.